To Grandfather's House We Go. By Francis Ray Brown. Everybody should have known and been able to enjoy Grandpa's place. It was a little larger than three times the average city lot. Across the back of it were his corral and barns, on the east side was a garden, and what a garden! Near the corral was his blacksmith shop with its bellows and its anvil, and when he would beat the hot iron on his anvil and shape it and bend it, and make the sparks fly, it was a great experience. I still want a bellows and an anvil in my hobby shop someday. Next to the blacksmith were the bees. Grandpa always kept bees and had lots of honey, enough for his own use and some to sell. Up toward the front was his winter pear tree, a good bearing tree which furnished pears, which would last most of the winter in good eating condition. My, how valuable those were, when no fruit was available in the stores at any price. Grandpa's garden was always a show place, and for his accomplishments in this regard, along with his beekeeping, he was given an honorary degree from the University of Arizona, for which we were also proud. He had currant bushes of various kinds, which were always good for children, because we could go out and help ourselves for snacks. He had apple trees too, and when we used to sleep upstairs and it was cold, we sometimes took an apple to bed with us. Oh, how good that apple tasted when it got warm enough from body heat to munch on before going to sleep. No description of the lot would be complete without mentioning the hay in the barn, where we used to play and search for hidden hens' nests. Then there was the pigeon house on top of the barn, with its pigeons year in and year out. I remember watching Grandpa make the pigeon house, and I thought it was the most wonderful thing I had ever seen. At the same time, he was making a hope chest, so expertly constructed that the ends and sides would stay together without nails, and it was practically impossible to break or loosen it, for he was an expert carpenter and cabinet maker. There was a well, which was used to water the cattle. By it stood the old marble canny stone, where Grandma poured canny to cool, some of which was later sold in the store. Grandpa's big round grindstone, on which he sharpened his knives and tools, also stood by the well. Oh, the attic! What wonders were in the attic! Relics of bygone years, an old spinning wheel, costumes, heirlooms of various kinds enchanted us always. I understand that certain members of the family are waiting for the house to be torn down, so that they can find the love letters and other confidential material, which was hidden in the attic corners, and which would sometimes fall down inside the walls. Oh, the stories they will tell! The upstairs held a fascination all its own. It had two sleeping rooms, and I never hear, or tell, the story of I Want My Bone without thinking of those very stairs, and hearing the ghost climbing them until it stood at the foot of the bed in the south bedroom, and hearing the words here. Take it. I should, of course, mention the ditch in front, which had just the right kind of sand for filling bottles and general use as a sandpile. Grandpa also had a smokehouse where he smoked beef, venison, hams, etc., which he would then put in the cellar. What a cellar! It was about 12x20 feet, and it was full of the most wonderful things like smoked venison, hams, pickles, bottled fruit, bottled vegetables of all kinds, sacks of potatoes, apples, pears. It seemed like anything that was wanted could come from the cellar. Usually a full 2-year supply of food was contained in the cellar, which was so constructed with an earth roof that it was always cool but never freezing. There was a bumblebee nest in a hole in the roof which was most intriguing but highly respected. Oh, the living that was done at Grandpa's house! A house of doubtful architecture but with room enough for everyone. Never a mortgage, but always security and interest and fun. Building the beehives, making the frames and shaping the wax for the bees, to use in making honeycomb, extracting the honey, butchering pigs and other animals, and preparing them for storage. Life was vigorous, exciting and full. I haven't even mentioned the cows, horses, calves, pigs and piglets at Grandpa's. Oh, the fireplace! Before this fireplace, Grandpa usually told his famous stories. I remember one occasion when, by the fire, we dried and stretched a deerskin until it was soft and pliable, all the while spellbound by Grandpa's retold stories. And Grandma's pans of milk with thick cream on top for cream and sugar sandwiches. I remember when Grandma would save the seed from the best watermelon to plant for next year's crop. Early in the spring, her planting boxes were always in the east window, so that her garden would be the first with tomatoes and other early produce. The welcome sign on the old front gate was invisible, but it was always out at Grandpa's house.